Chocky by John Wyndham, read by Daniel Wayman. Chapter 1. It was in the spring of the year that Matthew reached 12 that I first became aware of Chocky. Late April, I think, or possibly early May. Anyway, I'm sure it was the spring, because on that Saturday afternoon I was out in the garden shed, unenthusiastically oiling the mower for labours to come, when I heard Matthew's voice speaking close outside the window. It surprised me. I had had no idea he was anywhere about until I heard him say, on a note of distinct irritation, and apropos apparently of nothing, "I don't know why. It's just the way things are." I assumed that he had brought one of his friends into the garden to play, and that the question which prompted his remark had been asked out of earshot. I listened for the reply, but there was none. Presently, after a pause, Matthew went on, rather more patiently. "Well, the time the world takes to turn round is a day, and that's 24 hours, and—" He broke off, as if at some interruption, though it was quite inaudible to me. Then he repeated, "I don't know why, and I don't see why 32 hours would be more sensible. Anyway, 24 hours do make a day, everybody knows that, and 7 days make a week." Again, he appeared to be cut short. Once more he protested, "I don't see why 7 is a sillier number than 8. Evidently, there was another inaudible interruption. Then he went on, "Well, who wants to divide a week into halves and quarters anyway? What'd be the point of it? A week just is 7 days. And 4 weeks ought to make a month, only usually it's 30 days or 31 days. No, it's never 32 days. You've got a sort of thing about 32. Yes, I can see that, but we don't want a week of 8 days. Besides, the world goes round..."